You are listening to the audio production of The Haze of Venus, Book 3 of the Spacebound series by R.J. Harbour, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Bakken Books and is read by Ramon D'Ocampo. As you pursue your dreams, understand that wealth is not just measured in currency, but also in the richness of experiences and relationships. Embrace the beauty around you, for it resides not only in the aesthetics, but in the kindness you show others. And, like art, your life is a canvas, awaiting your creative touch. In weaving these elements, always hold close the lesson that life's most valuable treasures are found not in possessions, but in the love you give, the beauty you create, and the art of living with compassion and purpose. Chapter 1. Pure Fun. Running to my room, I leap the last 3 steps. The sleepover is finally here. I pack my bag. In goes my flashlight, remote control car, hat, and boots, in case we go hunting. I mash my pillow on top, but it won't fit. Oh well. I toss the pillow back on my bed. My 10-year-old sister, Ivory, walks past. Hey, Ivory, don't come in my room while I'm gone, I warn her. She leans against my doorframe, pulling her brunette hair over one shoulder. Why not? Because you mess with my stuff. She makes a face. I do not. I sigh. I have everything just the way I like it. Like all your RC cars and their boxes. I glance at my shelf where all my cars, remotes, and chargers are lined up neatly. Yeah, like that. So leave my room alone. She shrugs, turning away. No promises. You! I shout. Mom! Ivory is back in my doorway. Do you hear that? What, Mom telling you to stay out? No. That alarm. Her head is cocked to one side, listening carefully. I scowl. She's right. Something is beeping. I gasp. That's Nova's signal. Hang on. I dump my perfectly packed bag. A small white radio that's beeping falls onto my bed. My heart pounds as I pick it up. When you and your sister own a real spacecraft, alarms like this are not good. What if someone found Nova? Ivory cries. Hurry, I yell, jamming everything back in the bag and slinging it over my shoulder. We scramble down the stairs. We'll be right back, Mom! The screen door slams behind me as I run out. Ow! Echo says as it slams into his face. Sorry, buddy, I shout, knowing he'll pass us in a few seconds. No one is more concerned about Nova than Echo. Huffing, I run down the narrow trail through the woods. We never use the trail near the school anymore. We need to keep Nova a secret. We slip through the back corner of our fence and into the thick trees. Soon, Echo rolls past on his single wheel. His lights are brown. Just as I thought, he is more worried than I am. Nova! He cries, his arms in the air. I sure hope the ship is okay. I break into the clearing in the wooded area and see Nova right where we left her. Her sleek design still makes my heart pound. Echo is already zipping up the ramp Nova flattened out for him. Ivory and I are right behind him. Everything looks okay. Echo plugs into Nova and she lights up. A second later, Echo wheels side to side.
Oh, Nova is okay.
He gently pats her dash. Nova, report, I order as Ivory flops into her not-the-captain's chair.
Captain Monty, I have recorded an urgent message from Riker Jackson, my builder.
She adds the last 2 words carefully. She had learned Jackson built her when we dropped off the Turlin. Knowing who built her must have really meant something. Jackson now lives on Mars, and he asked us to collect substances from all the planets in our solar system in order to build a superfuel. Play message.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?